following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ford Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Ford Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes June 17th at the 6th Annual Jerseys Four-Man Scramble. Sign up today at Jerseys for the Four-Man Scramble Golf Tournament June 17th at Meadowlark Hills. It's $300 a team, and join us afterwards at Jerseys for dinner, drinks, and awards. Sponsored by Stewart Auto Sales Incorporated, Johnson Lawn and Landscape, Van Heusen Construction, Access Electric, Midwest Crop Growers, and the State Bank of Hildreth.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live today from Midway Chrysler, where lots of things are going on, getting ready for Father's Day. And coming up in just a little bit, Brett Maher is going to join us. We're going to talk with Kurt Johnson here at Midway in a second as well. But Danny, just getting back a little bit to Mike Fox in North Carolina as we talked to him before we went into the break there. This is going to be interesting. They have the honor of playing the first College World Series game in TD Ameritrade Park. I think there's going to be a little bit, whoever, them or Vanderbilt, needs to find a way to get off to a good start in that ball game, because ex-President Bush is going to throw out the first pitch. They're going to have special ceremonies, a lot. They're going to be the only team that really has to worry about going through all that.
Well, you're exactly right, Doug. And then both of these teams, whether they've been there or not, neither one of them's been in that scenario, been in that ballpark, been under those circumstances. So you say what you want. You can take all the experiences you want to draw of the College World Series and how many times Mike Fox has taken this team, 5 of the last 6 years. That's great. But none of that does anything for TD Ameritrade Park and what goes on before that game.
Well, the hassle-free pricing is what's been going on here at Midway and the Midway Auto Group. And Kurt joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show. They let you out of working back there for a couple of minutes to grab a sandwich and move on with your day and talk with us. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great right now. We just opened up our Mopar Express lane. It's oil changes quick and fast. So we want to have everybody stop down that can. We got a special going on, the Doug and Daddy special, today and tomorrow, $21.95. Just mention it, and we'll get that oil changed in 30 minutes or less for you and get you out the door.
Kurt, maybe you're looking for something for Dad for this weekend, and you know what? You're looking at these cars going, that's not really my price range. How about getting the transmission fluid flushed out? How about changing all the fluids? You guys can do it all here. They can drop it off. They can wait to do it, or wait for the vehicle.
Yeah, or they can take your car in. You bring his.
You bring Dad in, and don't let him worry about it.
Oh, yeah. We do it all. We've got a shuttle service. We also will pick up and deliver your vehicle as well. We have after-hours drop-off. We have after-hours payment. So we try to make sure that the customer can do it as easily as possible, get it in and out as fast as possible as well.
And Kurt, just in the dealings we've had here with Midway, whenever we bring our vehicles in, it's quick, it's in, it's out. And now it blows my mind that you're saying, well, it must not be that busy if they can bring it in any time. And you guys got so many great technicians and service folks here at Midway, but that's why you can do this in 30 minutes without an appointment.
Oh, yeah, we've got the best technicians in town working on the Chrysler products here. They're all factory trained. They also have ASE training as well, so they know what they're doing back there, so they can get it in and out and get you back on the road again.
That's pretty simple. This is where it needs to be, $21.99. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. Get that oil changed. Call them today. Give us some numbers, Kurt, would you?
It's 308-237-5904.
I didn't have it put in my cell phone.
Well, that'd be simple.
I can see the panic attack. Wait a minute. I never call here. What's going on? But see him at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Kurt, great talking to you. Anything else that you want the folks to know about right
well,
now?
Well, really, nothing. You just need to stop down, and that express loop, don't even need an appointment. Just stop in.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for giving us some time.
You bet. Thank you.
Kurt with the great folks here at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, tomorrow we're on the road at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp where the state's best 8-Man players are getting ready for Saturday's game, which will be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, kicking off at 1:30. But, Tony, this weekend, a little football in the middle of the summer going to be going on with the Buffalo County Community Partners annual fund campaign kickoff, and they've put a little spin on this. They're bringing in three great kickers, one that is in there, has completed his pro career in Kyle Larson, one that's just getting ready, Alex Henry, and hopefully just getting ready to do some great things at the University of Nebraska in Brett Maher. And Brett joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've been told, now, of course, Brett, this is from your father. He says that you've been busy in class here quite a bit this summer now. Is that true, or is that just what you're kind of telling him?
Well, since I'm on the radio now, I guess I should probably stay with that same story. So I'll stick with that one. Yeah, I've been pretty busy in class and workouts and stuff, but it's been a lot of fun. The summer's flying by, and I'm ready for this weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
Tell us what you know about what's going on this weekend. Obviously, to see three kickers, I mean, I know kickers always take a little ribbing, but to see three fine kickers that have ties to not only Kearney and the University of Nebraska, but, of course, you're going to be now with the two guys that have either been in the pros in Kyle or one that's getting ready to go there in Alex. It's going to be fun hanging out. Tell us what is going to be going on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got a pretty packed day planned. It should be a lot of fun for all age groups of people. We got photo opportunities, autograph stuff, room for kids to come mess around down at Foster Field. I'm just really excited to hang out with Alex and Kyle and to have the opportunity to give back to the community that was so good to me while I was there.
Brett, what's the longest field goal you ever saw Alex Henry kick and hit in practice?
I saw him, I'm going to say probably the 65-yarder. And that's excluding, super windy days where he'd have enough leg to hit a 70-yarder. So those the unasterisked ones, I would say, would be a 65-yarder.
And the Brett Maher longest field goal to date is what?
63.
Nothing wrong with that. Not bad at all. Brett, everybody talks about the summer conditioning that goes on and everybody, this team working out and all the work that goes in over the summer. It's a little bit different. I can see you go out and run routes and you get some timing down with the quarterback. You get some cutting. If you're running back, you get the cuts down. You get some plays learned in the playbook. If you're a kicker, what goes on during the summer? I mean, how many balls a day can one kick to really improve themselves?
We definitely don't kick every day. I generally go 3 or 4 days a week and hit 30 to 50 balls probably. And then that's really about it. Other than that, we just do the same lifting and conditioning stuff because as crazy as it sounds, that stuff helps us just as much as anything that we do. The stronger you are, that's just kind of self-explanatory. So we have our position work, I guess. It's just a little bit different than everyone else's, but we still have to find time to put in to try and perfect what we do, just like every other position is doing.
Nebraska plays kicker and punter Brett Maher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brett, what are you working on more right now, your place kicking or your punting?
I'm trying to do both pretty equal. I think I've got a good chance come fall to help the team out in a couple different areas. So I don't want to necessarily go into the fall with a weak spot. I want to be hitting on all cylinders for both of them. So I'm not necessarily focusing on one more than the other, but trying to really put the hammer down for both of them.
Are there more fakes put in for punting situations or for field goal kicking situations?
I don't know. I'd say they're pretty equal. Maybe a little more on the punting side. Alex had his fake punt last year against Oklahoma State, and the 2 years I was the holder, I didn't get to run any of them during a game. So he's 1-0, so I'd have to give the punting the edge.
I was going to say, ever since that mishap flip over the head against Colorado a couple of years ago before you took over as the holder, I haven't seen too much out of the field goals. But you're telling us that it is in the playbook a little bit. How much do you guys spend time with special teams and non-traditional plays, a trick play or something different?
We don't spend a lot of time, really. The coaches see something in one of the rush looks or something like that, we'll put something in for the week, and then if the opportunity presents itself, we'll run it. But especially the last couple of years, it would have been kind of stupid, really, to run a fake on a field goal when you have a guaranteed 3 points every time Alex comes on the field. So I think that was a big part of their mindset also, was let's just take the 3 points and play defense.
Which of these young guys do you work out with, or do you see around doing the football, getting acquainted with the playbook, I guess, or really standing out to you? Everybody talks about Jamal Turner. Who else is out there, Brett?
Well, he's a great athlete, and I think, a lot of people did some good things in the spring game. We're really excited about a recruiting class that just came in. There's a lot of guys that are really athletic and seem to be grasping things very quickly, so we're excited about what they could get done in the summer and the strides that they could make, and hopefully a handful of them can help us out come fall.
I'm going to refer to him as this until I feel that he doesn't need to be referred to as this because he's a rookie. Has this North Carolina kicker showed up on campus yet that you're going to be competing with?
He's from Florida, and yeah, he just got here. He just got here this week. Yep.
He was committed to the NC State.
Sorry, my bad. Well, now he's a Florida kicker. I don't even know what to think about that. Now I was all confused. But as usual, Brett Maher joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, I know we have said this and asked you this, and people have asked you this more and more. Even after the spring game, I think it was brought up to Coach Pelini what he thought about because of the good performance you had in the spring game. Has anything changed, or has any of the coaches that talked to you about your role since the spring game?
We've had some talks, just mostly after the spring game, and then a couple like getting summer off, trying to make sure that I'm just staying focused and working on both things, because we all know that, or we both know that I have the opportunity to compete for both spots. And you know, in the position that I'm in now, that's really all I can ask for, is to have an opportunity and to go out come fall camp and be able to prove myself and just do as much as I can come fall.
Nebraska punter and place kicker Brett Maher joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, you missed one in the spring game. What happened there?
I just missed it. As much as I'd like to say that I planned to miss that one for the other team, that wasn't really how it worked out, but it made for a good story, I guess.
Was Coach okay with that? Were the coaches okay with that?
Yeah, he was. I think he was a little bit hot once it happened, but he thought it was, in the scheme of things, it was pretty funny how everything all worked out.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, from a player's standpoint, are the players talking about playing in the Big Ten this year more than they were in the Big 12, or is that ever much talk? How is going into the Big Ten playing with the guys now that it's here?
We got a great group of guys right now, and the guys that are really excited and working hard, and I don't think that we're as much focused on necessarily moving into the Big Ten as just as getting as good as we can over the summer and putting ourselves in position to, to achieve our goals that we have set out for the fall. And so I don't know that we're necessarily looking at it any differently going into this year, but we seem to be really focused and having a really good summer up to this point, so hopefully that can carry over and we can do some big things come fall.
Well, I know we're going to get a chance to continue to talk to you, hopefully, throughout your career. And again, Brett Maher, current Husker kicker, is going to be joined by former Husker kickers Alex Henry and Kyle Larson, both with pro pedigree, this Saturday starting at 11:30 at Foster Field for the Buffalo County Community Partners annual campaign kickoff. And next week, we're giving away an autographed football from all three. Brett, we'll leave you with this question. I know you weren't in Kearney when Kyle Larson was, because you were growing up elsewhere before your dad got the job in Kearney and you moved here. But how much have you learned from Alex? How much have you learned, if anything, from Kyle or talked to Kyle that has helped you improve your game?
I've learned a ton from both of them, actually. I've been lucky enough to have hooked up with Kyle a couple of times and worked out with him a little bit and talked with him. And, you know, both have just shared great advice with me about how to do things and how to go about your business, and there's a right and wrong way to approach what you do, and just to work hard, and good things will happen to you. So I'm very thankful for the time that I've had with both of them, and I look forward to spending time with them again on Saturday.
Hey, we're both thankful for the time you gave us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, thanks. Best of luck this weekend, and best of luck throughout the summer.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Brett Maher plays kick punter for the Huskers. Going to be starting in one, if not both, of those roles this fall for Nebraska when they start the season against Tennessee Chattanooga September the 3rd at 2:30 in the afternoon. And can I say how excited I am that only one game out of most of them have already had their kickoff time set, which I know helps everybody plan whatever it is they need to do during the Saturdays of football season, but only one 11 o'clock game, and that's Iowa at the end, and I'm happy with that. Happy that there's only one. I wish it wasn't 11 o'clock today after Thanksgiving, but we thank Brett for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 11:30 is when they're going this Saturday with Alex Henry and Kyle Larson, and we'll catch up with Kyle this week on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier, and he is going to join us on the show, it looks like, on Friday.
We're looking forward to that. And you know what? I think everybody is so fired up, not only because we're going to the Big Ten, but you look at the schedule before the Big Ten. Other than Chattanooga, say what you want, you're always going to have a game like that. Now, I'm fine playing that game when you follow it up like Nebraska does with Washington, Fresno, Wyoming. I think that's a great schedule for all Husker fans to be really excited about and to get this season underway.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, again broadcasting live from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram here in Kearney, where the 2011 Dodge Ram 2500 Laramie Longhorn sale priced at $51,294. When you finance through them, Dodge Ram saving over nearly $11,000. It's hassle-free Ram truck savings, 1 year of routine maintenance free as well at Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, part of the Midway Auto Group. Doug and Daddy Show with you till the top of the hour. We've got more to come, so stay with us.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Bad brakes can sound as bad as fingernails on a chalkboard. This is Doyle at Midas, and we know brakes because it's what we do. We also know how important it is to have good brakes when you're hauling that precious cargo. Brake service by the Midas Brake Team includes the knowledge of the current ABS and traction control devices. Backed by a Midas nationwide lifetime warranty, let us evaluate your brake system. Midas, in Grand Island and Kearney, the brake professionals, where we know brakes.
Trust the Midas Touch.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
How did you know I was staying at this hotel? What's going on here?
Roy, will you be the best there ever was in the game?
That's right.
That's from the movie The Natural. But this day in sports, June 15th, 1949, the real incident that inspired it took place when Philadelphia first baseman Eddie Waitkiss was lured to a hotel room by an obsessive fan who then shot him. Ruth Steinhagen later told police she had wanted to do something exciting in her life. Waitkiss, who was a good player but not a superstar, did recover and played for several more years. And that's what happened this day in sports.
18th annual Ravenna Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights. That's right, you get two nights of pulling action. June 17th starting at 7 p.m. and the 18th starting at 5, all in Ann Arbor Park. Brought to you by Leprino Foods, RAI of Nebraska, New Tech Seed, Town & Country Bank, The Dewdrop, Zorb Farms, and Flashbacks Bar & Grill, all of Ravenna. Get in on the dirt-flinging, engine-roaring, smoking tractor pulling action. See you at Ann Arbor Park, June 17th and 18th.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine continuing across the region this afternoon with a high in the middle 80s. And we could see a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm developing later tonight with a low of 63. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Deneisty. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, broadcasting live today for Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney, part of the Midway Auto Dealerships. And for Father's Day right now, every vehicle sold until the 18th receives a $100 gift card to either Builders or Cabela's in Kearney. And they've got great specials during hassle-free Ram Truck Month, savings with a year free of routine maintenance, Dodge Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. How about the Dodge Ram 1500 SLT, suggested retail price $37,290, discount $83,39. It's sale priced at $28,951, over $8,000 in savings with their Alley bonus cash. And when you finance with Alley Bank, that's what's going on with the hassle-free here at Midway. And don't forget the Doug and Daddy Mopar Express Lane Special here at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. It's brand new. Right now you can get an oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash done in under 30 minutes for $21.95 when you mention the Doug and Daddy Show. Mention the Doug and Daddy Show, and here's the great part. You don't have to make an appointment. You can. You can make that appointment. It's done in less than 30 minutes, and it's only $21.95. You need it done anyway. Let's do it at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. That's where we are at, and you can do it either today, anytime today, or tomorrow for just $21.95 when you mention the Doug and Daddy special. Oh, man. By the way, we mentioned the folks that were on TV on Good Morning America. One of our emailers to the Dent Popper inbox says it's the principal at Park Elementary. So we were right. Name was Kate and did say Park Elementary. They were on Good Morning America yesterday, just kind of out in the fan, outside where they stand and watch the show.
Very nice to see some that Kearney was represented, or anybody. You know, if it was Grand Island or Hastings, we'd have
good job,
done the
Kate.
Same thing. Good job, Kate.
Maybe Bertrand.
There you go. If it was Bertrand, yeah.
Probably so. Sweet
Rock.
Kennesaw?
I'm telling you what, if it's Keene, we'd love Rockville.
Driving through Kennesaw tomorrow.
Norman.
Probably twice, once over, once back, as we go to the 8-man All-Star Camp. Looking forward to that.
You know what? These kids are doing this game, and then they're going to hold it over, and it's going to be the Kansas-Nebraska game in the Hayes next week. So a little all-star football going on.
And it's not just all-star football, Daddy, because tomorrow I'm hanging out in Hastings for the Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. They're efforting to bring even more talent in the third year that they've done it. Instead of having the Lou Platt play the Tribland area all-stars, they're going north and south, and you've got kids from all over. Lauren Posota of Kearney, Kearney Keel of Northwest, Allison Arnold from Grand Island, Kayla James from Kearney Catholic. You got more kids from Northwest, St. Paul, Axtell, and Loup City on the north. South, you've got Brooke Busboom of St. Cecilia, Bailey Muller of Minden, Sandy Creek, Bailey Morris, and Carrie Shaw, Jessica Osterhaus of Sutton, Kristen Drudick of Lawrence Nelson, Ashton Pulowski of Hastings. She scored at the Shrine soccer game last week. So that's tomorrow night at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow night the Hastings True Volleyball Classic. I'll be on hand to get to watch some of that tomorrow, 7 o'clock. So that's going on there. And again, the 8-man All-Star game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Saturday afternoon at 1:30. We're going to talk a little U.S. Open and give you our thoughts and listening. I think really they say it's so wide open. I'm not so sure. We'll make our picks in just a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Midway Auto Dealerships. We are at the South location today at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We'll be right back.
Here's the big news. Dad does not want another tie for Father's Day. Same goes for socks and shirts and any other sundries that you're contemplating. Nope, Dad doesn't give a hang about that stuff. Trust me on this. On the other hand, Dad cares deeply about Chevy Silverados. No kidding. They're big, they're strong, they can go darn near anywhere, and they don't stink too bad when they're dirty. What's not to like? And right now at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Kearney, Dad can save over $8,000 on select models. And if he buys any new vehicle this week, he can also get a $100 gift certificate of his choice from either Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse and Midway's one-year free maintenance. And don't get me started on those Tahoes and Suburbans at Midway. They're just stupid priced. Go ahead and check the prices. They're on all the windows. Midway calls it hassle-free pricing. Dad's going to call it great. Remember now, no ties, even if the pattern does match the drapes. Take Dad to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free for Father's Day. Think Midway.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community, making our community stronger using partnerships with other like-minded institutions. Here's Ron Chesbro of Hastings College.
Hastings College is really pleased with our partnership with the Hastings YMCA in a number of ways. We have our students are all members of the YMCA by virtue of our student government, which supports these memberships. We also host a number of events for our students at the YMCA here in Hastings. And on top of that, our faculty and staff, pretty large number of our faculty and staff hold family memberships, and we actually support that through payroll deduction here at the college. It's been a great partnership for us.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and institutions like Hastings College are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
If you listen closely, you can hear a steady drumbeat in the distance. On June 17th and 18th, the drums of the Oto Missouria will be echoing through the Platte River Valley. An impressive list of over 80 dancers, including the Oto Missouria Youth Initiative, will be at the Great Platte River Road Archway to share their culture, both past and present, with us. Admission to this unique cultural event on the campus of the Archway will be by free will donation. Come listen to the drums and hear the echoes of Nebraska's history.
It's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes June 17th at the 6th Annual Jerseys Four-Man Scramble. Sign up today at Jerseys for the Four-Man Scramble Golf Tournament June 17th at Meadowlark Hills. It's $300 a team, and join us afterwards at Jerseys for dinner, drinks, and awards. Sponsored by Cashway Distributing, Cisco Food Services, Republic National Distributing Company, Nebraska Land Distributing, Moss & Stewart Insurance, Optical Gallery, and Cinema 8.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine continuing across the region this afternoon with a high in the middle 80s. And we could see a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm developing later tonight with a low of 63. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Deniste. Right now, 75.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live with you at Midway, Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're here until the top of the hour with more in the world of sports, and we hope you can come out and see them for Father's Day savings. Think hassle-free. think Midway. Bring Dad to the Midway Auto Dealerships for special Father's Day savings and gifts. Free Dad from his everyday hassles with hassle-free pricing by the Midway Auto Dealerships, because you know you're going to get the lowest price on every vehicle without the worries of negotiations. And the new 2011 Chevy Silverado Motor Trends Truck of the Year on hand as low as $23,495. And anyone who purchases a new vehicle from Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram this week gets their choice of a Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse $100 gift card, among the many other items that they do to take care of you. And, of course, you get free maintenance for a year and many, many other items here at the Midway dealerships. Daddy, could be problems for the NFL. Yesterday, everybody around the nation was fired up because they thought that the NFL was making progress. The lawyers were actually let back in the room because the two sides making progress. Well, now Adam Schefter is reporting that the talks nearly blew up. How close did it come? The moment came shortly after lawyers from both sides were back into the room.
Imagine that.
Yeah. As tensions rose and anger grew, two sources said that the player association leader Demoris Smith instructed his lawyers to, quote, stand down.
And a lot of people think Smith is garnering all this attention because for a political career down the road, and you got to get this deal done in the next couple weeks. I got to think that everybody is going to try. Both sides have got to try. You thought last weekend that maybe everything was coming together and everything was going to work out. Now it's back in limbo again.
Now, lawyers still, no matter what, have to be involved in the final resolution, drawing up the agreement, signing off on what each side can and can't do. And then any agreement would have to be presented to the judge in the case to be ratified. Multiple sources familiar with these talks have said that progress is being made, but they caution there's a lot of drama and a lot of room for mistakes left. And finally, it's Adam Schefter says to say this is going to be done in 2 weeks. One source said, quote, is borderline insane, end quote. Sides are meeting again today in Maryland in larger groups. More meetings are expected next week. Bottom line is, you better be meeting every day until this gets taken, until this is done. I can't believe they didn't want to get this done 2 months ago so they could enjoy their summer. What are they doing? I know it's all financial with this. Let's get it done. And here's the point, Tony. We haven't heard about it for a while, which is good. It sounded like something was happening here in the last 36 hours. So the media has, you know, national media has brought it up again. So that's good. That's the next time I want to hear about it, though. Be done. Be close to being done. Be within 48 hours of it being done.
That's great. And, you know, of all the problems in the national trillions and trillions of dollars of debt that we've racked up as far as the country and how every budget is cut, these guys are arguing over billions upon billions of dollars. It's lucrative for both sides. They've got to find a resolution, a way to get through this. It just affects too many people.
Well, earlier in the show, and just to kind of wrap up a little football talk, we gave you a few of the names that UNK head coach Gerald Morris has 18 players, 12 transfers, 6 high school seniors. We went over the 5 kids from UNO. We told you Matt Bowman from Kearney Catholic, who went to K-State, is coming back. Josh Crowell, who went to Morningside, is coming back as well. There's some other kids in there that have either left Lincoln or left other schools that are coming back to UNK. Evan Landell of Shelton went to Doan. He's coming here. And many, many other names, and you can check it out on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Like us on Facebook. We put up the local sports stories every day. If you go to ESPNSuperstation.com, there is the podcast in case you miss any of the show. There is our pivotal poll question of the week. All you have to do is answer that. Right now it is, do you think Dirk Nowitzki is a top 10 all-time player in the NBA? Very few people think that, so we're seeing if you do. Also, our Facebook is up on the page. Local sports stories are up on the page, and many more deals that are going on. Be sure to like us on Facebook. We'll let you know who the guests on the show are going to be just about every day and anything else that's going to be going on as we continue through this busy summer with the College World Series going on, and then it's going to be almost time to talk college football on a daily basis, as at the end of July we go to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. So a lot of excitement, but not only the College World Series, but every time the College World Series is going on, so is the U.S. Open, Daddy. And for everybody saying it's long, but maybe not extremely difficult from hitting it into the rough and then you automatically lose a stroke or a half a stroke because you're hacking it out. So I'm looking at long hitters that can control it. Phil Mickelson's obviously a guy that can hit it long, but he just hasn't been playing championship-level golf. I hope he's there, but I think Dustin Johnson can get right back in the fold. He was the leader going into the final round last year and imploded, but maybe Dustin Johnson can get there again, and I like what they do with some of the matchups. Rory McIlroy is playing with Phil Mickelson, and the number one, two, and three golfers are all together. You've got the Molinari brothers, and then Manassero. The Italians are all playing together. There's just, as always, interesting matchups in this field.
Well, there's interesting matchups, but it seems to be in a lot of these times, you know, Ricky Fowler, Ian Poulter, Hunter Mahan, that's a great group, should draw a lot of fan interest. Luke Donald, Lee Westwood, Kiemer, that's a great group, should draw a lot of interest. Then you look, an amateur Steve Irwin, Ryan Nelson, Elliot Geely.
Well, yeah, the guys you never heard of always play together. How about this one? The grouping of Masters champions that haven't done anything else, Charles Schwartzel, Trevor Immelman, and Zach Johnson. So they're paired together tomorrow, right after the Mickelson group. The defending champion, Graham McDowell, always goes with the British Open champ and the U.S. Amateur champ. So Louis Oosthuizen and Peter Uihlein of Oklahoma State, who coincidentally didn't win the NCAA championship because he had a bad first round this year, but made a heck of a run in the Big 12 championship, I should say, to get his team in position, the number one team in the country. But he'll be playing in that. And it's going to be fun. It's on ESPN television starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And that's always fun when you got live sports that you kind of care about that are on.
That's exactly right. That builds the excitement. It is a great major. It's a great major to see the names up at the top of the leaderboard that you've never heard of. Somebody gets hot, makes an early run. Everybody, though, is talking about number 10 over the water, 200-yard carry. Not going to be any birdies, very many birdies at all. I shouldn't say any birdies. Not going to be very many birdies, but people are starting to make a big deal about that because people are starting on number 10 and a very, very difficult hole to start on, 200-yard carry plus. People are, you know, they're asking everybody about that. Phil Mickelson, not a fan.
And again, this didn't used to be the way it is because it finished on a par 3, 18, and now that is not the case anymore. They changed that to make that 18th hole a par 4, 500 and some yard deal that is almost going to be impossible to birdie as well.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned the length of this course. Second only to Torrey Pines by about 100 yards.
Over 7,500 yards, the length of this course.
7,557, I think they measured that. So very, very long.
You got a winner?
You know, I think it's gonna be a name guy like a Donald, a Watney, one of those guys. One of those big name guys. And plus, you know, I'm going to bring this up again because I showed it to you before the show. There's a PGA boy band deal up on MSN under the sports deals. You click on it, and it's a YouTube video of which Watney, Bubba Watson.
You can just go to YouTube and type in Bubba Watson. You'll probably find it.
Probably. But, I mean, a lot of people's homepage is MSN. If you go down to sports, it's right there. These guys did a little music video that's it's out there.
Strange.
Who's the long lolly?
They're only you could like.
I found it amusing for 2 minutes and 17 seconds of my day. Check it out. It's kind of funny.
You got a pick. You made it your pick. The it seems like what a lot of people are saying, since we've had 10 different people win the last 10 majors, will someone in the top 10 win this major? You believe so?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those guys. I think
Rory can do it. I think Rory can do it as well. Rory, Phil playing together, whoever comes out of there with the best 36-hole score, I think is going to be in the top five. I think one of those two will be on the top five of the leaderboard going into Saturday.
Adam Scott, Luke Donald, Watney, somebody like that.
One of these guys that's been close, it's their time. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show because we're close to the end of our program today, broadcasting live from Midway and the Midway dealerships. We're in the Chrysler building, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We're back with more after this.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
Shop Menards Summer Sale for hot deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, lawnmowers, and much more. Keep your garden hose neat and easy to use with a Suncast hose reel. The Hideaway hose reel stores up to 225 feet of hose. Plus, it winds evenly onto the reel with an easy-to-turn handle. On sale now, the Hideaway hose reel by Suncast is just $49.99 after rebate.
Save big money at Menards.
Who knows why we put things off? Even things we should be doing begin to loom large, and we keep delaying. Maybe it's fear of going to the dentist, fearing the time and numerous appointments it would take to restore your dental health. Here's good news. Your dental health and smile can be restored without anxiety or excessive trips to the dentist. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson of Metal Arc Dental Associates. In my 3 decades of service to Tri-Cities dental patients, just like you, I've found that sedation dentistry erases these concerns. Sedation dentistry allows us to accomplish more in each visit, reducing the number of appointments needed. With a relaxing pill, trusted and proven procedures are performed as you remain comfortable with little or no memory of the experience.
For more information, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com and check into the free White Smiles for Life plan. Meadowlark Dental, now a member of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Network.
Nebraska's newest golf course is now open, and it's located just south of Kearney. If you haven't had the chance to play the beautiful new Awori Dunes, then you're missing out. Awori Dunes is an 18-hole championship course measuring 7,000 yards built on sand hills created by nature. Awori Dunes is giving everyone a great reason to come try the course this weekend with their Father's Day special. With a purchase of one round of Preview Play Golf, you'll get the second round at half price. It's this Saturday and Sunday at Awori Dunes just south of Kearney on Highway 44, where Ireland meets the heartland.
The 2011 NCAA College World Series, live from TD Ameritrade Park.
Line drive, base hit down the third baseline.
Every game, every pitch, every play.
In a hurry, dives, and he cannot make the play.
Your home for college baseball's national championship.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation brings you every game of the College World Series beginning Saturday, June 18th.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm floating cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we're hassle-free right here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and a lot going on here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Another satisfied customer here at Midway. That's what it is. It's like when you're at the bar and they ring the bell for a big tip. Hey, you're at Midway and another satisfied customer heading out the door. Who knows which vehicle they're going to take? How about the 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab? You just heard the horn. Or the Ram 2500 Laramie Longhorn Ram 1500 SLT. It's hassle-free Ram truck savings, a free year of routine maintenance. So, so good here at the Midway Auto Dealerships. And we want to let you know, too, that for the vehicle that you have now, take advantage of the Doug and Daddy Midway Mopar Express Lane Special today or tomorrow. All you have to do is tell them you heard it on Doug and Daddy. You can make an appointment, but you don't have to make an appointment. You can roll right in. They'll have it done in less than 30 minutes. You can kick back with a cappuccino, wireless internet here, maybe just to watch a little TV or read your favorite magazine, whatever you want to do, you know, on the lawful side of things in 30 minutes, and you'll be out of here. They're going to take care of you no matter what you want to do. And, Andy, you know, as long as most of the things around here are done lawfully, 30 minutes, there's a nice little lounge there to kind of do whatever you need to do, a little you time.
Yeah, if we were doing things unlawfully, we were thinking probably 5 to 10 minutes. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's that customer-first approach, you know, make sure they have a good ownership experience. And the last thing we want to go ahead and do is try and treat this like a NASCAR pit stop crew. And it would be kind of interesting. We joked around about that oil change in 30 seconds or less. You know, you just pull it up out front and all of a sudden, like, 8 guys run out, wash the windows, jack it up real quick, rotate the tires for you.
I would like to see.
That would be something.
I would like to see the air pressure shoving the oil out to make sure it drains in 30 seconds, and what that would create to the shop area, which Kurt would be very upset at, I'm sure.
Yeah, that would probably be. You know, I'm not going to rule it out, though. You know, we can always make adjustments.
Andy from Midway here as we're wrapping up the Doug and Daddy Show today. I've already seen a lot of smiling faces coming in and out. I'll tell you what. Daddy, as we were driving here to do the show today, I'm behind a Midway vehicle again. I won't even say, you know, it was one of those that was a very, very nice upper end model. And she was driving very slowly over the train tracks just to make sure that she got over those train tracks. But you know what she was doing? Smiling. She was smiling.
Always.
It said midway on the vehicle. They're smiling, and that's what they're doing in and out of the door here. We've seen some customers here in the last couple of hours working with your sales staff, and not a lot of fathers have come in, but again, the Father's Day specials that are going on all weekend long.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're talking about is huge savings on Dodge Rams, also huge savings on minivans. And if you are a father, if you go ahead and purchase this vehicle before Father's Day, you're going to be entitled to a $100 gift card from Cabela's or also from Builders. And then let's not forget about that year free of maintenance. I know a lot of fathers actually get stuck with changing the oil out in the front driveway. You know, they got their body underneath the vehicle on a, you know, on a jack that they bought from Napa for $42. And I mean, I don't really think that's fair to the father. I mean, I think they're going to be happy with the fact they get four oil changes and two tire rotations, let alone that. But, you know, maybe you want to go ahead and buy a jack with your $100 builder's card. I don't know. It's your prerogative. You do what you got to do.
It's not fair to Dad, though. It's not fair.
No.
Just bring his car in here and get it done.
Just get it done, and get it done by trained, certified ASC mechanics, people that can go ahead and tell you the best way. You know, I'm a firm believer in taking care of all the maintenance and whatnot. I actually just purchased a brand-new Dodge Ram. I've been a GM guy for a long time, and I actually had the opportunity to ride in one of these new Rams and drive it, and then all of a sudden I sat down and I started looking at some numbers, and next thing I know, literally 45 minutes later, I walked out with a brand-new 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 Sport and traded in my car. And the nice part was I was able to get top dollar for my car because when they went back to the service department, all the service records are there. I did all the flushes, all the routine maintenance, had everything taken care of at this service department. And they said, well, Andy, we can give you top dollar for your vehicle because you've had it maintained and serviced here, and we know it's in tip-top shape. So a lot of variables when you're looking at a different vehicle.
Plus these other dealerships you can go around to, $1,500 off, $15,000, $2,000 off. You're talking $10,000 off here at the Midway Auto Group, $8,000 mm-hmm. off. It's a no-hassle-free. They're giving you the bottom-line price. There it is, folks. Take it or leave it. If you know what? Oh, gosh, it's a little bit higher than maybe at maybe you need to go home, readjust. There's no pressure.
And that is the truth. And, you know, and that's the one thing that I want people to understand, because I still have customers that walk in here and they say, well, you know, I've always been the type of guy, I could go ahead and negotiate with the best of them. And I can appreciate that. But I want people to understand that, you know, you may negotiate a car deal once every 3 years. We do a couple thousand a year, so we're pretty good, too. You know, so we're taking that whole element of surprise out of the mix, and we're just going to say right here, I mean, really, how great of a deal is it? Like, for example, if I got a truck I can sell to you for $11,000 off, if you went down and did your best to get that deal and you got $9,000 off and you think you won, did you really win?
Exactly. You're right now, you could be, let's face it, if you're in the business to negotiate and to hassle and to haggle, the price that's on the vehicle is going to be higher than what it needs to be, and that's not the case here. That's why it's hassle-free.
It absolutely, and that's what we've done, and we've actually had a lot of guys. I even had a guy come in this month, and he bought a new Ram somewhere else last month, and he came in, and he seen the price on the window, and he was shaking his head out there, and he's laughing, and I said, what are you? He says, oh, I'm getting some accessories put on my truck, and I said, why, what's the deal? He goes, I thought I actually got a good deal at this other place, and I said, well, explain what you mean. He said, well, I sat there and I beat up my sales rep, and he brought his manager out, and I beat them all up, and I thought I won. And he goes, I just seen I could have saved another $800 if I would have just bought this same truck right here. And I said, well, he goes, but I didn't really know that when you guys say that the best price is the best price, that it's really that good. And I said, no, I mean, you can scour the internet, you can scour the Midwest, everything. We have used vehicles out here that book for, you know, $19,000-$20,000, we're selling them for $16,000. It's less than trade-in value. We are trying to go ahead and eliminate any thought process on getting the best deal, and that's why we're trying to make it so easy. I mean, we're just doing volume, folks. We're going to sell a lot of cars and make a little bit of money. But I'll tell you what, we've been here for 25 years in these locations, and we're going to be here for another 25 years. And we just want to see the majority of Kearney and the Tri-Cities areas driving around in Midway vehicles.
Well, they do, and I'm seeing more and more of them, as if there weren't enough out there already. But more and more, they're newer and newer. And, Andy, thanks for having us out today, and we look forward to doing it again. And, again, hassle-free Father's Day specials coming out, and always check out the website, thinkmidway.com.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you coming out here and talking the good words.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Andy from Midway, and that's going to wrap things
up on the Doug and Daddy show. Daddy,
I'm hungry.
Yeah, chicken coop. Everybody's got to eat. If it's a late lunch or tonight, it's Burger Night, Kearney and Grand Island. Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island has Big Burger Night every Wednesday for just $5. Any burger off the menu plus fries. And when it's blistering hot out, sometimes something light works for you for lunch. You need a place that serves up cool specials like the Chicken Coop. Try one of their signature salads like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad, basted with one of their 12 wing sauces, which are oh so good, served on the crisp lettuce with onion, tomatoes, veggies. Or to heat things up, try the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad with juicy chunks of crispy chicken, three cheeses, and homemade pico de gallo. Only at the Chicken Coop in Kearney, and Burger Night tonight, Kearney and Grand Island at the Chicken Coop. Merritt, are you satisfied? Everything okay?
I think so. Daddy doesn't have any requests, does he?
I hope not.
No, just do the ooly lolly lolly.
Back to Jimmy Tressel tomorrow and his words of wisdom, and we will be at the 8-man All-Star Football Camp brought to you by the Sotoma. And again, we'll talk to the coaches and some of the players in Hastings tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you then. We want to thank all the great folks out here at Midway, as usual, the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Auto Group, and come out and see them for Father's Day specials. We want to thank our guest, Husker kicker Brett Maher, also. We're going to be thanking Mike Fox, baseball coach at North Carolina, and John McBride, athletic director at UNK. Coming up later this week, mostly on Friday, Augie Garrido, Rob Childress, and former Cincinnati Bengal Cornhusker and Kearney kicker Kyle Larson.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.